Three out of four high school students think cotton comes from an animal. Findings like that have prompted the New South Wales government to introduce compulsory agriculture classes in high school, with some now suggesting it be adopted nationwide. And it's not just students getting their heads around the new course content. Hands-on workshops are being held now to help teachers from city schools understand the farming fundamentals. Gavin Coote reports.
I think this one is going to taste the best.
All right, now you've got to taste them, see if you're right.
It's a flurry of activity in a horse stable at Sydney Showgrounds as dozens of teachers sift through different types of soil and tomatoes. They're first-time agriculture teachers, taking on the subject since it became a compulsory unit in New South Wales high schools this year. For some, it's a logical fit. Melinda Adderley previously taught science and technology-related classes at Granville Boys High School in the city's west. She doesn't see it as a huge adjustment for her or her students.
We've got a really multicultural and diverse population at Granville Boys High School. And what's really interesting is that a lot of them actually know more than what I expected because their parents are growing plants and things like that in the background.
The move in New South Wales to make agriculture compulsory in years 7 and 8 followed a major review into the ag education and training system. Ashley Kelly from the state's Royal Agricultural Society says it gave a frightening picture about students' understanding of the topic.
75% of students thought that cotton was an animal product, and that lack of awareness and lack of connection is a very scary prospect for the future.
For Renee Lidgard from Erskine Park High School, this misconception among young city people is all too familiar.
Because they get all their food from the supermarket, they're just like, oh, what's agriculture going to teach us to be a farmer? And it's like, no. It's like, if you want to eat or wear clothes or even drink alcohol in the future, like, it all comes from agriculture, and a lot of the kids don't realise that. So.
And your big job now is to, I guess, really change that.
Yeah, so just change their persona and just let them know the facts.
There are moves to bring in a similar agriculture syllabus in Western Australia, and Ashley Kelly from the New South Wales Royal Agricultural Society says she'd like to see it rolled out nationally.
We're going into a world where the population is increasing, the land available to feed and clothe the population is decreasing, and we need really clever, innovative students to bring new technological innovations into creating sustainable practices.
And that's Ashley Kelly from the Royal Agricultural Society ending Gavin Coote's report.